Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Christopher Edward McKinnell as we continue our discussion. After your grandfather had passed, how long did it take, or what was the first encounter that someone had or your grandmother had, knowing that, okay, he's on the other side now, but here he is. He's here, like his first showing up of some way, shape, or form.
I believe it was the night he died.
Really?
The lights in the museum started flickering on and off while my stepfather was walking by it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was trying to get Tony's attention.
Here's an interesting question for you about that. Obviously, your grandfather, you know, a pioneer in this world, and obviously very, very, you know, into it. It was, you know, his passion. With the cases that your grandmother had gotten involved with after his passing, and that your family has been involved with after his passing, did he ever try to step in and give his opinion or any guidance on any of those cases from the other side, doing anything like that, whether it be a light flickering or something?
Oh, he was far more overt than that.
Okay.
He never... You have to understand, when my grandfather died, my grandmother actually retired.
Sure.
We didn't really announce that to the world. You know, mm-hmm. It was her business.
Yeah.
But yeah, she basically retired. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't really working cases. That was left to me and Tony.
Okay.
But on occasion, my grandfather would get a hold of a psychic, send a message that only my grandmother could interpret, and send it to her through the psychic. Mm-hmm. And that's how we knew it was him, because only my grandmother knew that these things could have come from him.
Sure.
Yeah, and it was basically he was trying to give us some advice. Honest to God, I don't even remember the particular incidents. He's popped up often, mm-hmm. but usually it's just to say everything's fine, don't worry. But there were a couple of other more personal messages from my grandmother.
Sure. That's very interesting, and it's honestly one of those thoughts that when we were talking about that and we kind of went down that rabbit hole of the conversation, it's like, well, this is a very interesting question. Someone who has that passion, can they, you know, especially on this very topic of the paranormal and ghosts and things from the other side, be a part of the investigation, be a part of that conversation as a ghost, you know, hunting a ghost almost.
Well, you know, he wouldn't have been the first.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a man named Harry Price?
I've heard the name, but I don't know much about him.
All right. He was famous for investigating a place called Borley Rectory.
Okay.
Back in the 30s and 40s. It's a very famous haunting in Britain. Mm-hmm. Now, Borley Rectory burned down, I believe it was World War II, or right after. And the church is still there, though, and it's very haunted. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents would go there every single year. And Harry was famous for this place. So when I was about 19 years old, we were up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, my grandparents and I, for a paranormal gathering of researchers. There was Radu Florescu and I think his name was Rand McNally.
Mm-hmm.
They were the men that had discovered Vlad Tepes's castle in Romania. Vlad Tepes, you know, Dracula.
Sure.
And Radu Florescu actually was a direct descendant of Vlad Tepes. just an aside, shaking that man's hand, it was like shaking a dead fish. it was creepy as hell. But so I was out this one evening, and I came back to the hotel room I was sharing with my grandparents, and the door was locked. And my grandfather came to the door, and he said, "Shh, there's a spirit in the room. Your grandmother's talking to him." I was like, okay. So I went in, I sat on the bed in the dark, and it was Harry Price. And he had been attracted by this gathering, and he wanted to be invited to be a part of it. You know, the ghost who wanted to come to the Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, that is such an interesting story. I mean, in the world that we live in today, obviously, this topic is very popular. There are countless ghost hunting organizations out there, some far more legit than others. But there's obviously a passion and an interest for it. So you have to wonder, 30, 40, 50 years down the line, are we going to have a lot more of that where we have ghost hunters that are ghosts? here's part of the team, and half the team is already deceased. It's the team that was here 50 years ago, but they're still helping with the cases because they just can't get enough of it.
I wouldn't doubt it. It reminds me of a cartoon I watched as a child, The Funky Phantom, hunting mysteries down. I do believe that if it's something that fascinates you, why wouldn't you want to examine it more, especially as a spirit, because you're far more capable.
Yeah. If you look at it, I mean, it's no different than I think sometimes where you have a workplace where the employee who has passed on, who loved his job, is continuing to work. This has become, in some cases, for some folks, their work. Others, it's a hobby, it's a passion. But they still return to those passions in all sorts of fields. So why wouldn't they do it in this one as well?
Absolutely.
Let's go back and talk a little bit more about our topic at hand today and this house. Are there other passing through spirits that seem to be gravitating towards this property?
There is a portal there.
Okay.
And we have attempted to close it, but it doesn't seem... Maybe it did close, but with all of the recognition that the client keeps giving these things, the remaining spirits, I believe that she keeps reopening the wound.
When you feel that you know, you want to help, you're obviously there to, you know, to be a resource, to be someone for folks to you know, feel like, hey, I'm not alone. This stuff is going on, and this is someone who may have some answers for us. If you were a doctor, you hear, this is what's going on. Here's a prescription. Do it. This is what's going to make it better. Is there a point where you just say, you know what, you know, this is interesting. This is certainly a compelling case, but there's nothing more I can do.
Unfortunately, that's what happens.
Okay.
I, you know, at some point, first, I try to step back mm-hmm. and let my colleagues work it, because I'll admit it, you know, I am not always as sweet as I can be. You know, I expect, if you want my help and I tell you what you need to do, that you're probably going to do it mm-hmm. because you want to be helped.
Yeah.
But after arguments go on for a while and I try to explain it again and again and again, eventually even I'll lose my patience.
Sure.
So I'll turn to somebody else, like Catherine Sorlos in Scotland, who is this Greek woman from Australia, now living in Scotland, who just is the sweetest lady on earth. And she can usually get through to people. But even in this case, we all threw our hands up.
Sure.
The poor guy that had been in the household, helping her through the whole thing, the medium there, he also, we all just came to the understanding together that she was being her own worst enemy. She keeps dragging things back into the house mm-hmm. that want to leave. And you can't help somebody who doesn't want to help themselves. If they don't want to listen, we can't help them.
And that's probably a key difference between what you do and what I guess you would call a ghost hunter. You're there to help the people when they want help. You're not there just to go around and get a bunch of EVPs to put on a website and be like, look, ghosts. That unfortunately is what a lot of folks who have paranormal activity going on, who genuinely, legitimately want help, they end up getting the folks who want to go get a bunch of YouTube videos made for their website. Yeah. And that's not going to help anything. That's what tends to stir things up more than anything else.
Yeah, I call that psychic tourism.
Yeah.
And it's completely irresponsible. I've never called myself a ghost hunter.
Sure.
Yeah, that's not what I do. It's not what I want to do.
No.
I'm there to help the living. And if I'm lucky, I'll help the dead, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's my first priority is always the living.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's that's a legacy of your family, too. And to carry Absolutely. That on is, you know, quite a responsibility. And it's awesome that you're doing that.
Well, I had good examples.
To say the least.
Yeah.
when we're talking about portals, because we were just talking about that a few minutes ago, let me ask you, get your insight on that a little bit. That's a term that gets thrown out there, probably sometimes too frequently, but they exist in some cases. What is the cause of a portal? Is this something that is just naturally there in the air, in the atmosphere, in whatever setting we may approach? Like, can one just exist in the middle of the desert where no people tend to be? Or is it something that has to be created and opened by the living?
My experience tends to lean toward the idea that it's something created by the living. Having said that, I do know that there are a number of people who would tell you that there are a lot of portals that will appear in the wild along ley lines and things of that nature. I have a open mind about ley lines, but my understanding of them has never been that good. Mm-hmm. The idea that ley lines are created by connecting the dots with ancient sites around the world, that seems fairly arbitrary to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have never really understood that. I have to admit that I'm far more skeptical than you would think somebody in my position would be. I approach everything and look for a far more natural explanation before I'll ever admit that anything is paranormal.
Sure.
But my experience is that a portal can be an object. It can be attached to something. So if you remove that, then you've removed the portal from that location.
Okay.
It can be an entire house. It can be a well. And we believe it is a well in this particular house that we've been discussing.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be a room in a house. And if it is a room in a house, one very simple way to get rid of it is to take some Tektite and some clear quartz, pair them together, and put them in each corner of the room that you suspect a portal is. And it will create a grid of energy that will block that portal. But if it's, for instance, a mirror, because a lot of people believe the mirrors can be portals, then it's best to get rid of the mirror. And a good way to do that, if you're capable, do not destroy it, do not try to burn it, take it far away from any home, out into the woods or somewhere, or a field somewhere, bury it a foot deep, consecrate the ground with blessed salt or holy water, cover it up, bless it again, and then walk away from it and never come back.
And hope to God nobody finds it someday.
Well, that's why you do it out, you know, far from any home.
Sure.
You don't want it to be bothering somebody else.
But word to the wise, if you're out there and it's you're this wonderful plot of land and it's off in nature and you're digging and you're making a garden, and why is there a mirror right here?
Yeah, walk away, please.
Like, this seems odd. This is the most random thing I found. Like okay, well, that's why you found that that there.
Yeah.
When it comes to a portal and getting it shut down, and I'm sorry if I'm picking your brain too much on these, but you have so much insight, and I think it's a very interesting topic to talk about and to share this with our audience, is if you were to close that portal, let's say you have something going on in your house, you know, almost like this case here, where there's these things that are around the house, these people, these spirits, and they came in. That was their door through that portal. If you close that portal and they're already in, is there a way for them to get back out? It's a question. If you're locking that door and sealing it, what do they do?
You can still help them pass over.
Okay.
Or conversely, you can cleanse the home spiritually.
Okay.
And there's a very simple way to do that. Would you like me to explain it?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Okay. You can either get some Palo Santo wood, which is a sacred wood, or you can get some blessed dragon's blood incense or just some white sage. Mm-hmm. And you start in one room. You completely, well, first you light a white candle. This represents God's presence in the home. Now, God may be goddess, may be Jesus, may be Allah. It doesn't matter. It is however you conceive of God. Light the candle. You're inviting the deity into your home. You then use the burning, the smoke that you're using to go into one room, and you make sure that you get into every single nook and cranny, corner, closet, drawer, any place, and make sure it's all filled with smoke. While you're doing this, you are saying, by the power of God, by the power of whomever, I command you to be gone. You are not welcome here. You have no invitation to stay here. And you keep repeating that, by the power of God. It's not your power. You're not doing this. You don't have the ability to do this. But continue to say it over and over again. And then take some holy water or some blessed olive oil, and make sure it's extra virgin. And then make a sign over the doors and windows. If you're a Christian, you make the sign of the cross. And that will seal that room. Now, if you're using sage only works for 2.5 hours. This is why you must seal the room after you're done saging. You move on to the next room, the hallways, everywhere else in the house. Once you're all done, in that last room, make sure that you've left the window open. so that all of the spirits are chased out through that window. I know it seems kind of silly, but it's part of the ritual.
Sure. When they're chased out, so to speak.
Once they're chased out, you close that window, you seal that window with mm-hmm. the holy oil or holy water, and that's it. The house is cleansed.
Where my question on that, and I'm not trying to be silly here, but I'm just trying to ask a question in the line of how that works, is once they're out of your home, where do they go? Are they essentially free to then roam elsewhere? Are they crossing over to back to their plane that they are in? What's the viewpoint on that?
Well, all right. If we're dealing with demonic spirits, and if you're a Christian, mm-hmm. the actual wording should be, I command you to go to the foot of the cross.
Okay.
By the power of Jesus Christ, I command you to go to the foot of the cross. I was just giving a far more generic version.
Okay.
All right. But the idea is that it should not be able to hurt anyone. Now, if it's a human spirit, they still have free will.
Sure.
So once they leave, once they've accepted they are not welcome, that the power of God compels them, then they're out. But whether they choose to pass over or not is up to them. Transitory spirits do exist, and they're everywhere.
Okay. So, I mean, this, I suppose this could also be used for ill as well. If you have something in your home that is a human spirit that you want gone, and you have a neighbor down the road that's dogs come into your yard and relieve themselves all the time, you could essentially command them to go to Larry's down the road and say, I command you to go to their house and leave mine. is that a possibility?
Well, you'll have better luck with the spirits than you will with Larry's dogs, probably. Yeah.
Haunt the dog. Haunt Larry's. I'm trying to put a little light on it, but I'm legitimately, kind of curious if that's something when you're commanding it to leave with a human spirit with free will. I suppose it does go back to free will. You can't just say go haunt the neighbor, but you can command it to get out of the house, and then from there it's really up to that free-willed spirit where it wants to go.
Right. But you also have to keep in mind, remember when we were dealing with the freed slave,
mm-hmm.
She was trying to use that Christian terminology on him.
Sure.
Now, Christianity had been used as a weapon against him.
Yeah.
So all it did for him was rile him up.
Yeah.
So we needed to think of it differently and figure out a way to get through to him. And that's why we didn't go with trying to do another cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
That had been done before I had even gotten involved. And it backfired horribly.
It's about understanding what you're dealing with and dealing with it on its terms.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is exactly why I cannot endorse amateurs running around houses when they don't have a clue what they're doing.
Sure.
You know, it takes time to learn this stuff. And I'm happy to help teach people, just give me time to get that together.
Yeah.
The TV shows are a horrible influence on people. The haunted asylums and so forth, which I pity the poor spirits that are in those places. It's a horrible existence.
Mm-hmm.
But probably most of them are not even spirits. When something horrifying happens, like being chained to a stone wall, which up until the 50s we were doing in psych wards,
mm-hmm.
Or in the dungeons in Europe. Yeah. The reason you hear the shrieks and moans and cries isn't because there's still a ghost there. It's because that moment in time has been imprinted on that stone. Yeah. And if you're a sensitive, you'll hear it.
Yeah. I am not as sensitive by any means, but I always kind of have like a scale of 1 to 10 is what I say, on the empathic area. Like 1, you kind of get that eerie feeling where maybe others don't. And 10 is you're full on communicating and can, have a conversation back and forth. I put myself closer to the 1 area where I can get a feeling. And there was I went to a dinner about 15 years back. In a place in Traverse City, Michigan, which used to be a state-run hospital, mental hospital, essentially. And it's now been converted into gift shops and, you know, this lovely little thing that you know, kudos to them for reusing the buildings, but they look gothic and like something out of a nightmare. And I went there right when they were first putting a restaurant into the bottom floor of it. Neat little restaurant, but you're sitting in what literally the booth was in what someone's room was, which was the size of a cell, and sitting, or not sitting, but attached to the limestone wall that's right there is a big metal plate with what would have been, what some sort of chain was attached to. And it's right there by the wine list. And you're just like, oh my God, like somebody spent, you know, how many years of their life just living here in agony, and now I'm going to have some foie gras. It's like, this is bizarre and uncomfortable. And it was one of the most strange, uncomfortable settings I've ever been in my life. I had no paranormal experiences, but if I've ever just had a feeling of this is wrong, I can feel the presence of someone that had been here, the agony that they must have been in, it was at that moment.
That is truly, truly bizarre.
It is. I have no
idea.
Why
would they want to do that?
I don't know. I don't know if the restaurant is still there. I don't know if it's changed over. But it was just one of those little signs. And it makes me wonder, too, of when they put this thing in, if they even realized, you know, what that metal attachment to the wall even was. Or if they just thought, oh, it's just part of the building. No.
No, they probably knew. this reminds me of a case of my grandparents back in the 70s. There had been this a very powerful ghost, and this was right here in Newtown, Connecticut, mm-hmm. Near where I live, and he didn't want anybody in his home, so he turned into a poltergeist, and he was throwing dishes around and cups around and stomping and slamming and doing anything he could to terrorize the homeowners at night, and they eventually were driven out. He wasn't leaving for anything. Mm-hmm. Again, free will.
Yeah.
And so it was bought as a sneaker store, a sports store. And they could not stay open at night. They would have to close at sundown because he was still pissed off and he was not having any of it. Yeah. Sometimes you cannot get rid of the spirit.
Yeah.
Today, the building's been knocked down, and it's a CVS. So if you drive on 25 in Newtown, Connecticut, and you see the CVS, yeah, that's where it was.
Does the CVS ever report anything going on?
I don't know. I've never looked into it.
That's an interesting question. I always wondered that about buildings where there was a very, you know, very heavy activity, and then something else pops up there if there's still...
Well, I can tell you another story about my grandmother.
Sure.
Because ghosts don't live in our buildings. They live where they lived.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they exist where they lived in their minds. We were in a pub in England, and my grandmother looks out the window, and she sees a bunch of Roman soldiers walking by, but she can only see them from the shoulders up. And she thought, what's going on? Why do I only see their heads? And she mentioned it out loud, and the pub owner heard her and said, well, that's because the Roman road is out there. It's about 5 feet down.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they're still walking on the Roman road.
We get stories quite frequently on our other show where listeners contribute their stories of homes that have been renovated, where there may have been a balcony, or there may have been a wall, or there may have been some sort of other structure. And then they'll see this individual or this ghost like walking on a level that is not there anymore. And why?
Exactly.
It's like, why are they floating up there? And then they look back at floor plans and, oh, there used to be another floor there, or a hallway or balcony or some sort. And then that explains it, where they're on their terms of in that sense as well, in the physical terms of where their setting was and what the atmosphere was like.
They're not exactly in our time and space.
Yeah.
You know, it is my firm belief, and it's only a belief, but when we have a unified theory of quantum physics and Newtonian physics, when we can bridge that gap, which we have not yet figured out, I think then it's going to unlock a lot of doors for understanding the paranormal. Because at the quantum level, we know that thoughts have weight. Thoughts can change things. That observing can change the outcome of an experiment. That there are other dimensions. So I truly believe that, and we know a lot more about the nature of time than we used to know. So as we learn more, I think it's going to help us to really understand the paranormal. I don't think it is paranormal. I think it's normal. We just don't understand it yet.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Christopher Edward McKinnell. Another fascinating one. A big thank you to him for joining us on the program once again. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.